Jonathan. Well, welcome back to the net. You're always welcome here. This is a magical frequency in a magical time. And part of that magic is done by Dan, KB6NU, who you'll be able to listen to shortly. So congratulations on your ticket, and we're pleased that you consider this repeater so magical. I have actually two quick announcements. One is I will not be net control next Sunday, so they'll be looking for an alternate net control for next Sunday's net only. And number two, there's a partial lunar eclipse Thursday night running into Friday morning, and the eclipse will be maximum, but still partial, at 12 minutes past midnight Friday morning. So if it's clear, if the Michigan Nebula hasn't set in, go have a look at it. But it should be starting to be visible a couple hours before that. Next we have ACATO, Don, followed by KB6NU. Don, any fantastic developments on North Campus?
Thank you, Pat. ACATO, Don. Not a lot on North Campus. I think it's kind of the calm before the storm. One more week till the students come back, and I guess this coming weekend is actually their moving week, so I'm expecting chaos soon. Magic of the bands. Well, I fear we may be past solar maximum declining. I'm having less luck on propagation on the HF bands lately. It's still okay down in the lower 20, 30, 17, but they're kind of cluttered, at least for FT8, and not get much new, but I'm going to keep at it. I'm debating whether to go to the work in my backyard to get a wire in there good enough for 160 again. I'm not super inspired, but it is the one band that I'm kind of missing, so I'll be thinking about that. Not much else for me. ACATO, back to net.